Well, every now and again, the recording doesn't work at church. And what that means is that I read the sermon out again from the comfort of my own study. The downside is you don't get to hear the raucous laughter after all of my jokes. Nevertheless, this talk is part 5 of a 6-part series called Wholehearted Discipleship. And the Wholehearted Discipleship series looks at what it really means to be a disciple of Jesus today in our context, and the series is full of practical advice on how we can be disciples, or better disciples. So if you've not heard the previous talks, then you can listen to them by going back to the Sheffield Vineyard website. But let me at least just remind you of this part. A disciple is someone who adheres completely to the teachings of another, such that they conduct their lives in the same way as the one who they are following. And so this talk is going to look at a key part of what makes a disciple become a wholehearted disciple, and that is prayer. Now, it might be that some people who are listening to this have never prayed to God before, like ever, or only at times of desperation. Equally, it might be that you're someone who finds prayer a natural part of your daily life. I remember once a couple staying round our house for a few days, and one morning as I was walking along the corridor upstairs, I heard them chatting to someone, and I thought, oh, we've got another visitor. But I could hear them say things like, It's a nice day today, isn't it? What a glorious world you've made. And I do like the way that each day is slightly different. I love the variation. Anyway, after a while, I realised that they were actually chatting to God as though he were in the room having a coffee with them. They start their prayers not with, Dear Lord Jesus, but, Good morning, God. How are you today? So anyway, irrespective of the regularity or the method by which you pray, the goal of today, this talk, is to bring about really nothing short of a revolution in the way that we communicate with God. So let's start by considering, well, what is prayer? Well, prayer at its most basic is talking and listening to God. There are two sides to prayer. On one side, it's us talking to God, and on the other side, it's God talking to us. So prayer is a two-way conversation. God loves listening to us talk to him, and he wants to tell us how wonderful he thinks that we are. Let me just give you an idea of how prayer kind of works. Imagine... Just hold out your left